Excerpt of Cal Victory Barrett Spezak from the short story collection Two Small Windows in a Pair of Mirror Doors. Comrade in arms outstretched brushing the piney limbs, racing over the hills, until I reached the bottom of the hill, where the pine woods broke at the foot of a brook. I paused, suspended in mid-flight. I was struck by the crystalline beauty and breathtaking wonder of this picture-perfect brook as it tumbled at the foot of the pine thicket. The air seemed to glow a gold green as the setting sun close lit the forest canopy. Golden and green air, shimmered thick with the rich exhalations of trees. Slowly I drank in the scene. A meadow of flowers lay to my right, split by the wriggling brook which followed the curve of the nearby hill. The hill was crowned by the rough log cabin that was our refuge. Turning to the left, another smaller meadow than the creek, and I discovered I shared this little meadow with another wanderer. Another guest of the piney wood enjoyed this sunlit and singing brook, a guest that took my breath away. A huge bull stood head down drinking from my gurgling brook, almost 10 feet away. We had been warned, when we arrived at Ray's brother's cabin, we should under no circumstances approach the cattle that roamed the pasture surrounding the cabin. Ray's brother had explained that for expedience sake, the dairyman who ran the farm used electric cattle prods. Consequently, the cattle hated people and would attack them. We were even told to park as close to the cabin as possible, because the cattle were truly dangerous. Over and over we'd been reminded don't wander around the cabin and adjacent pastures, because the cattle will attack. We heard story after story of narrow escapes and near misses. Here in the glade by the brook was a large bull. His horns were impressive and produced the appropriate effect. They extended out very wide and looked very sharp. He had been drinking and raised his head to check me out. I was looking right into his face just a few feet away. He was too close for me to even consider running. All the trees nearby were small pines with slim and useless branches. Yet, I knew which part of me was here. Was I a citied bull, unaccustomed to the wilderness, or was I a woodland spirit, only partially masked in a human form? I knew that, if I related to him as just a human, I had very little to expect except a dangerous confrontation. But instead, if I stayed centered as a spirit of the woodland, I was safe. I could feel my consciousness shifting. Was I just a naked human in these sunset spring woods, or was I an eternal shimmering being of light? Was I a life apart from the reality around me? Or was I a consciousness swimming through all that embraced me, and thus no danger to any his kind? I knew. I would never again be a part armored in my skin from nature's embrace. I could see him puzzle a moment along with me, and as I realized my identity, and the silly dream of separateness fell fully away. We both nodded, sharing a mutual respect for the life force within. He returned to slaking his thirst in our brother brook. He took no further notice of me. We're all just parts of the whole. I had already come to know the falling away of fear, and the remembering of the unity. I walked carefully along the path of the meandering stream. Not because of any fear or worry, but stemming from a desire to tread lightly as I found my way through the living landscape. I had never felt so much a part of the living world. Not the passive, I'm not alone, but the more active, vital. I could feel those parts of me, the trees, the running brook, the sailing clouds. I was walking along the stream that traced the foot of the hill which was crowned around a bend by the cabin. It was getting late and much cooler. The spring afternoon had slipped languidly into dusk. Later I would be told that the afternoon temperature had fallen from the moderate 50s down into the low 40s. I was still unencumbered by any uniform other than my skin. I rounded the hill and decided that I should probably head back toward the cabin since it was nearing dark. The cabin came into view as I cleared another stand of pine. Continued there was the herd, between me and the cabin. Get your copy today of Two Small Windows in a Pair of Mirror Doors.